Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Senate Republicans are warning Donald Trump it will be tough, if not impossible, to confirm another attorney general if he fires Jeff Sessions. Six senators have already taken Sessions' side. Trump neither has the time nor political capital to oust Sessions and pick somebody else.
For your situational awareness, the House approved a sanctions bill, 419-3 yesterday afternoon, that would, among other things, limit Trump's ability to roll back penalties against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The Senate is expected to quickly pass the bill. The White House has sent mixed signals about whether Trump will sign this bill. If he doesn't, Congress would be able to override his veto.
More drama last night. Senate Republicans voted down a comprehensive plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The Senate is moving ahead with debate and plans many votes over the next couple days. It's entirely possible that by week's end, the Senate will not have passed anything to repeal and replace the health care law.
The bet right now is that Senate Republicans will pass a so-called skinny repeal bill, legislation that would end the employer and individual mandate and medical device tax. This would be a vehicle to allow the House and Senate to negotiate on a final repeal and replace bill. The skinny repeal is not a comprehensive plan and includes no replacement, so it's a tough vote. And another question a lot of people are asking is what can get through the very divided and increasingly conservative House Republican conference?
The Washington Post's Paul Kane put his stamp on John McCain's maverick moment, returning to the Senate yesterday and lamenting what the chamber has become. He delivered an emotional 15-minute speech that eviscerated the modern Senate. I was in the chamber when it happened. You could basically hear a pin drop. He got applause from Republicans and Democrats. At the beginning of the speech, we had no idea where it would end up. It even sounded like he was going to retire on the Senate floor. But McCain's speech was, as Bob Costa of the Washington Post tweeted yesterday, a lion of the Senate roaring at his colleagues. Meanwhile, Trump was back in campaign mode in Youngstown, Ohio last night, delivering a speech that was high on promises, everything from infrastructure to building a wall to saying manufacturing jobs would come back to the Buckeye State. Annie Carney reports that Trump only mentioned his healthcare victory as an afterthought toward the end of the speech.
Trump gave the Wall Street Journal an interview announcing that Apple CEO Tim Cook said the company will build three manufacturing plants in the U.S. Trump didn't elaborate on those plans or where they would be located. And newly installed communications director Anthony Scaramucci told reporters after the Youngstown, Ohio trip that he is trying to fight White House leaks and that, quote, they don't care about the Washington establishment, and as New Yorkers, they are going to do things their own way. Pooler David Jackson of USA Today reported that Scaramucci also said, quote, there are rumors that I'm firing more people, but I'm not firing any more people, at least for now. If the leak continue, then I've got to let everybody go. He also said that he will likely restructure the communications department.
The New York Times' Alex Burns breaks that Jeff Flake is writing a book. He's facing a daunting re-election where he's going to have pressure from the right and the left. But his book is expected to tackle the GOP rift. New Politico Morning Consult poll finds that half of Trump voters believe that he won the popular vote. He did not. Overall, a majority of voters, 59%, believe Clinton won more votes than Trump. But 28% believe Trump won more votes. And in the juice, we have Jeff Larson joining America Rising Corporation as its new chairman. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.